Unit 5. You've got rights. Unit 5. Lesson 1. Yes, we can. Listen and speak.
I am happy to join with you today.
The God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness.
I have a dream that one day...
Yes, we can!
This is Harry Gordon on WBEZ 91.5 FM, Chicago Public Radio. Something incredible has happened here in Chicago tonight. Barack Hussein Obama has become the new President of the United States. Yes, we can was Obama's slogan during the campaign. And yes, he could. He has become the first African-American President of the United States. But let's go live to Grant Park, where thousands of people are celebrating. David, what's the situation there?
It is absolutely incredible. 200,000 people shouting, "Yes, we can." This is extraordinary. Here I am with two of Barack Obama's supporters, Dwayne and Jack. Dwayne is African American. Jack is a white guy from Chicago. How do you two feel tonight? Dwayne?
I am so happy Obama has won the election. Can you believe an African American has been elected president? Remember, that was slavery. Black people used to be slaves in this country. We didn't used to have any rights. My ancestors were forced to work in cotton fields. They were beaten. They worked and lived in terrible condition. And then there was segregation. We couldn't vote. We couldn't go to the same schools as the whites. And look now, what a victory. This is a historical day.
What about you, Jack?
Oh, I totally agree with Dwayne. This is a historical day.
Are you thinking about anyone in particular tonight?
Yeah. I'm thinking about one man tonight. My grandfather. I remember when I was a little boy, I would go to his house a lot. And I remember every morning, he would get up very early, go to work in a big factory. He'd take the bus, and he'd ride in the back of the bus. You know, black people couldn't sit with white people. He would often tell me, "My boy, you are no less than anybody else. Be strong."
Jack?
My thoughts go to Abraham Lincoln. I'm thinking about his great Emancipation Proclamation and also, of course, Martin Luther King and his great I Have a Dream speech. I'm proud of America tonight.
Thank you for your words, Dwayne and Jack.
Thank you, David. Yes, tonight, a dream has definitely come true. Let's hear again some voices from both the past and the present. Free at last. I have a dream. Yes, we can.
I am happy to join with you today.
The God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness.
I have a dream that one day...
Yes, we can!